As part of the Enough is Enough campaign, Lieutenant Governor Hochul has been traveling statewide. She has met face to face with some of the victims of sexual assaults on campuses.
And as I go around all around the state to meet young women at the very many sexual assault roundtables we've had everywhere from Long Island to Buffalo, they tell me that they've endured so many times in silence. Their friends don't believe them. The accuser ends up sitting in class next to them, almost taunting them. The administrators don't believe them. So what we are doing, and I'm so proud that the governor has made this one of his signature issues for this legislative session, is putting together a complete policy. But talking about it is the first part of it, recognizing we have a problem. And New York State willing to do that is really forward thinking, because a lot of states and universities don't want to address it because it makes them look bad. Well, you have a black eye because you have investigations going on. The governor does the opposite. He leans right into it. He says, yes, we have too many colleges under investigation here in New York State, and we're going to do something about it.
How do you counterattack those that criticize it as just a political stepping stone for the governor?
I would ask them to join me in any one of our forums and sit there and look into the eyes of one of our survivors and say, we're going to help you. And that's where I'm at. I'm saying this is all about finding out there's a problem, acknowledging how severe it is, which is what the governor said we need to do, and now we have a solution to it. So I would just tell critics like that, you're wrong, and you need to listen to these stories and encourage people to take action on their behalf.
And what's really startling to find out is that some campuses have told students to report it to the campus police versus the police agencies and the municipalities in their towns and villages and cities.
That has been a major problem because, again, the reputations of the university is very important to them. I'm so impressed with the ones that have stepped forward. Damon College is a real leader, Syracuse University, where I went to school. Canisius College just came on, St. Bonaventure. A lot of our local private schools have signed on to this effort. But there's other ones that have been more reluctant because, they're afraid of their reputational harm to their image. And that's just not acceptable. So the governor says that if you're one of the 1.2 million students going to colleges in the state of New York, whether you're at a private or a public institution, you're entitled to the same rights. And having a system that's totally based within the university's infrastructure has not been working. We need to give options to the survivors. If they want to keep their complaint within the university system and let it run its course through their traditional methods, they can. But they need to know that the governor has activated the state police to be there to be allies. There's a 800 number that victims can call right after an assault, but to let them know that there's also agencies and law enforcement people outside the campus.
What other teeth are in this legislation that will work well?
I think the whole definition of sexual assault is important to be uniform across the state. So since October, we've had the uniform definition that applies to all the SUNY schools, and that is what we call yes means yes. It is affirmative consent. No longer can someone say, well, she didn't say no, so that must have meant yes. We flipped that upside down because we found way too often that the circumstances when an assault occurs, the young woman might be under the influence of alcohol. They also could be drugged. There's far too many cases of women being drugged, and they're not quite sure what has happened until the next day. And to wait for them to have to say no to stop an assault does not make sense. But secondly, and very important, is also the idea of amnesty. As I just mentioned, a lot of these assaults occur in an atmosphere where there's underage drinking going on. And victims or friends or witnesses have not come forward because they're afraid that they would be also penalized by the campus policies. So we have said it's far more important that you come forward with your story. Tell us what happened. We'll address the accuser, but also just as important, starting you on the road to the healing process, lets you get the resource you need to help. So don't worry about what may have been the circumstances that led to this, if it was drinking or drugs. It's more important you come forward and get help.
Is there opposition on this? Where are lawmakers standing on it right now?
I think the majority of individuals will support this at the end of the day. Everyone has different points of view, different questions, and that's why I'm going around the state doing listening tours. And we're listening. You know, we don't pretend to have all the answers. I believe what the governor has done is very solid, and it's the right approach for the SUNY systems and the private schools, but there may be some enhancements which we're going to be adopting before the end of the session.
Does the law have enough on the reverse side of that to protect the attacker if indeed the attacker was proven that they were not involved in it?
We are very cognizant that people have raised this issue, which is why we point out that school policy protects the accuser, the state law protects accusers, Constitution protects the accusers, so there are protections in place. Certainly we're open to conversations about enhancing it, but where we are right now, these accusers already have rights.
There have been student-athletes that have been allegedly protected.
One of the most appalling scenarios I heard, and this was a different state, thank God, was that a woman had been victimized by members of a sports team, and on the adjudicating panel hearing her complaint, the university put on the coach of the same team that the young man was on. Now, I don't think that this individual who wants to keep their star athlete playing for the school team is going to be very objective. And so those are some of the horror stories that we've heard before and young women have had to endure as they have the courage to step forward and tell their case, because the situation is sometimes it's even easier to not say anything, but they could also be preventing a future attack on a friend or other classmate if they do come forward. And that's a lesson we heard here from the Amherst Police Department when we did a roundtable right here at Damon. The chief of police says, we have people who are sensitive to this. They are trained professionals who deal with this with utmost delicacy, handling the survivor after an assault. But the point is, even if if you're a victim and you don't want to prosecute yourself, if you go forward to the police department, give them the evidence that they need, even if you don't want to press charges for your own reasons, at least the evidence is there. So if it happens again with the same individual, you've now built a case against a serial rapist. And that's exactly what Kirsten Gillibrand called them when she attended this forum with me a few months ago.
You would think with the concerns with Title IX that there would be a federal regulation.
Well, I commend Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for her leadership on this issue as well. And she, like myself, have gone all over the state of New York, and she's been our voice in Washington on this, saying that we need to have tougher laws at the federal level. And again, I've been in both spaces. I've been in Congress. I've been in the State House here in Albany. And what I find is, as much as we'd like Congress to take action, so we know that people all across the country have protections, all too often Congress lets us down. And that's why we have the states, which are in a position to be more nimble. And if someone like a leader like Governor Cuomo wants to do something, he has the bully pulpit to help make it happen. He can deploy me all over the state to talk about it, which was what I've done. And now we have to create the pressure on our state legislators to make sure this becomes law by the end of the session. So that's what we're counting on your listeners for, to reach out to your senators, your assignment, and make sure that they support the governor's combating sexual assault on college campuses.
What story stood out the most to you that you recall in your travels from these young women?
Actually, it was a young woman that I met here in Western New York, and she was at a forum, and she had been assaulted on another campus. And what really broke my heart was that she had endured this for 2 years in silence. She said that after it occurred, she felt guilty. She felt that she should have done something to prevent it, even though she was absolutely drugged and could not stop the assault. She said that her grades slipped. She lost her zeal for life. Her friends noticed her change. She thought that it's something because of the guilt that she couldn't even speak to others about. And until she started seeing people talk about this in the media, seeing our efforts, she had the courage to come forward for the very first time and participate. She spoke out. I stayed with her afterward for a short time. I actually had coffee with her about 2 weeks ago because I said I want to stay in touch with her. And I was so impressed with her that she wanted to stay here in Buffalo and now use her energies to become an advocate on this issue. And I said, you are so courageous. I mean, she looked just like my daughter, a young woman in her prime who had to endure something through no fault of her own. And it said to me, we need to let these people know, these young women know, we're here to help. We are going to change the law, but after the fact, we're going to be there to hold your hand, to get you through the process, get you teamed up with a rape crisis center, a local Planned Parenthood, all the other organizations that are ready and willing to help you, but you just need to know where to go, and we're going to get you there. So that has affected me for a long time. We're going to see her as an advocate here in Western New York, and I'm extremely proud of her.
The magnitude of this is just startling.
Indeed it is. When they talk about only 5% of assaults are actually reported, but the other interesting statistic is that the vast majority are committed by the same individuals. That's why if someone who ends up in this situation, ends up as a survivor, is willing to come forward to the law enforcement authorities to help them build a case, we can shut this down, because these are the same individuals who are getting away with it week after week. And again, it's a tough position to be in. If a survivor wants to stay silent about it, we're going to respect that. On the other hand, she should know that this person is going to do it again. and we need their help. We need her help in shutting this down. But again, with respect to the publicity for campuses and suggesting that they deal with this internally, I think it's all about giving options. There should not be one policy that says you must follow this route. These young women, I've looked at them in the eye, and I know what they need. I feel that they need to feel that they can control their destiny now. They had that taken away temporarily. The part of them to heal and go forward and get over this is to be able to know that they have the right to make the decisions. And so we are not limiting them at all. We're letting them know through a Bill of Rights, which is another element of the law, is that everyone will be aware of their rights, and they'd be posted prominently as part of orientation. People would know about it. There's a lot more training on campus as well, because we never know which person a young woman's going to approach. Is she going to go to a friend, an RA, a professor, an administrator, a coach? All of them need to be trained in making sure they know what her rights are and how to get her help immediately.
We've been talking with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about the Enough is Enough bill to combat sexual assaults on all college campuses in New York State. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.